What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program. Jeremy Conrad Norris, Rob Long is off today. But we welcome in, as we do every Tuesday, Maryland Terrapins head football coach Mike Locksley. First off, coach, how are you? Congrats on the win. We got him? Hello? Hello? All right, you need to put him back on hold and see if you can't bring him in, Joe? You want to try to bring him in? Was it me? Is it me? Did I do that? Did Ed do it? Who was it? We'll try again and see if he's there. But, I mean, 39-7 over Florida Atlantic, and it's kind of exactly what you want to see in your opening game. You're going to connect him, Joe? Coach, you there?
I'm here.
There we go.
What's up, guys?
Sorry, that's what happens when you have me operating things. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I got to ask you, so starting off that game, it's got to feel pretty special midway through the first to get a defensive touchdown to really get things kicked off, and it seemed like everything settled down after that.
Yeah, you know, started slow, and for me, it was something that we didn't want to do. We wanted to get started fast, and they took the first opening drive down. They, you know, most people defer, and they wanted the ball, and we got a lot of penalty yards on that first drive, and we were able to hold them down inside the red zone, and the big play that Zaire Mathis made on the tipped interception with Daniel Wingate kind of jump-started us, and it opened up us in all three phases.
You want to talk about Malik Washington? He had 258 yards, three touchdowns, 27-43. Kind of a big day.
Yeah, nice entrance for the freshman quarterback that, you know, has been much talked about, and it's great to see him get off to a fast start. And, you know, as we have talked about around here, it's great that he was able to play well in his first opportunity. But, you know, we all realize that he's still a young player. He's a guy that missed some time during training camp. And so I think he still hasn't scratched the surface, did not play perfectly, but did some really nice things. And it was good to see him perform that way under the lights.
Hey, Coach, one of the things we talked about with you last week is the depth of the team and some unknowns there. In games like this, is it a really good opportunity to kind of take a look at some of those guys to see if you think they can be pieces to your team moving forward?
No, I mean, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, as coaches, we often talk about the big jump that you make from game one to game two is because you have a lot of unknowns. And then when you finally have a body of work to evaluate, which we do now and after – watching the tape from last week's game. Obviously, there's some things to get cleaned up. We handedly won the game, but as I told our team on Sunday night before we practiced, just imagine what it would look like if we really cleaned up some of the self-inflicted things that happened. And, you know, we've got 64 first-year players that had never played a game in the shell on Saturday, and it was great to see those young, inexperienced guys get off to a good start. Now for us as coaches, it gives us an opportunity to correct some of the things that we saw on tape, and we expect to do that from game one to game two.
So how do you see the rest of this season? How do you feel about the team? We asked you this before the season started. I know, you know, coaches usually say, but this was a good opening for this team. He looked great. What do you think going forward now?
You know, it's tough to say. And again, you still really don't know. I've always said that I know we've recruited well. And that showed up in the game Saturday with a bunch of guys. Sydney Stewart from right up around up in the Baltimore area, Concordia Prep, had a big play for us as a true freshman. C.J. Smith, the linebacker, true freshman. Zaire Mathis out of Emotep up in Philly. And, of course, obviously Malik all played really well. But we won't really know the type of team we have until we face some adversity together. Because last year that's kind of what was the thing that hurt us was when we faced adversity, we did not stick together. And I don't see that with this team so far. But until we hit some of this adversity, that's when we really will find out what kind of team we have.
Well, what can you tell us about your next opponent, Northern Illinois? They beat up on Holy Cross. Well, they won 19-7. It was a close game. What have you seen from them? Well, you don't have to tell us everything from one film about how you guys match up.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they've got a great head coach. And, you know, Thomas Hammack's a guy that a lot of people in this area know. He was a running back coach for the Ravens and really successful there as an assistant. Got an opportunity to become a head coach. He's part of the coalition that I started. So he and I are very familiar with each other. And I've got a lot of respect for him. He's had some big wins over there at Northern a couple of years ago or last year, upset Notre Dame. And he's been a coach of the year in the conference where they won the league 2 years ago. So I know that they'll be well coached. You know, they played Holy Cross a week ago and had a tough game. And, you know, what I liked when I watched them on tape is that they were in a battle, a dogfight, but they found a way to win. And that's what, you know, really good teams do. So, again, they'll come in here Friday night. They've got some returning guys, I think. Three impact guys, the running back there, 45, their slot receiver number 6, who's also a big-time return guy. I think returned a kickoff for a touchdown a week ago. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I expect them to be a sub type of defense where, you know, their two defensive ends, 97 and 11, can both be impactful players in the game.
I love that he's been watching film. You see the numbers. He's just throwing them out and letting you know. But, hey, Coach, you got a couple of home games you talked about, a big one coming up with Towson, which I think a lot of fans here are excited. How important is it, real quick, to get people out for these home games that you have before you head out to Wisconsin?
You know, it is really important. But once this season gets going, I mean, if it's one person or 53,000 people, I really don't care because what we've got to do is put the product on the field, and I'm going to focus my energy on that. I've talked a lot about wanting to have people come support our program, and hopefully people see that we're making the necessary adjustments as an athletic department, as a football program, to try to put on the field a product that people will want to come see. The Baltimore area has been a rabid fan base. If you go watch the way the Ravens Stadium looks on game day, I would love to mimic it. We've got some great players from up that way that are in our program down here, and somehow, some way, we've got to continue to try to build this thing and build on the momentum that we've created. We've got a good young quarterback, a good young nucleus of players that really, I think last week, did a pretty good job. And I think I know they'll only get better.
Yeah, and a lot of local talent for people to come check out as well as an added benefit. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll be talking to you again next week.
You got it.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
And I think there might be some people that take what he said the wrong way. Like, well, he wants fans in the stands.
Oh, of course.
He's just focused in on his job. Look, and there's always something to be said too. Like, if I put the product on the field, if you build it, they will come, right? If you put the product on the field that people want to see, they'll come out. But it's a chicken or egg thing of, can we get people to come out before and then the product gets better? We'll have to see. But, you know, like, it'd be nice to see more and more people heading out there.
Yeah, of course. That's the only thing that disappoints you a little bit about going. Because I go to Maryland football games. I went a lot when Jack was a student there. And you watch other Big Ten schools. And I'm not talking, I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, I get it. But other places pack the house. Well, and Maryland never does.
Have you looked at Maryland's schedule this year? I was just checking the thing out about how many different teams they have to play late. Some ranked teams and teams that are just going to be flat out good. You know, after their bye week.
They avoid Ohio State this year, though.
Yeah. Well, they avoid that, but after their bye week, they get Indiana, who's ranked. Remember, they had a really good team last year. At Rutgers, at Illinois, who's ranked 12th. Number 14, Michigan, and then you finish up at Michigan State. And wondering if that Michigan State game will loom large of trying to get bowl eligible for both of those teams, depending on how the season goes. But right now, things look good for him. All right, we're going to talk some Ravens. I got to ask the question because this is something that was brought up. Do you like that the Ravens players are still hurting over the loss to the Bills? Or does it seem like Buffalo is in their heads? Do you look at this as the revenge game? Or can they pick themselves up after what happened? We talk about it next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's definitely you want to get that bad taste out of your mouth from the last game that we played over there. So it gets everybody fired up and ready to go, and gives us like a motivational factor just to put a best foot forward in practice.
That team, you know, sent us home out of the playoffs, so I don't think it's just going into a normal game per se. I think, you know, we're very unhappy with the result last time we were there, and you know, a lot of us will give anything to leave there with a dub.
There you go. That was Matt Abike and then Ronnie Stanley talking about this Buffalo game. Yeah, like, how do you feel? Do you feel like the Bills are in their heads or they've already just got revenge on the mind? And I guess both things can be true at the same time if you're constantly thinking about the Bills, but I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing.
About what? That they're in their head?
No, but that, I mean, because if you're thinking about revenge, they're in your head. You're thinking, I can't wait to get there and kick their ass. It's a big difference if you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we got to go there. They're so tough. Like, to me, I think there's a huge difference. And I think that they're more like the first, where it's like, hey, we want revenge. We got to get back there and kick their ass. And I think that's
the mindset. 100%. I think that's the mindset. I don't really believe that anybody's in their heads. I think they believe they can beat anybody and they can. And I think Lamar's confidence is through the roof right now. And he's got a lot of recognition nationally for that, where he just looks like a different quarterback over the last couple of years. And I noticed, I was out at camp with a couple of years ago, and they were pointing it out because Lamar was actually on the field. It was like his fourth or fifth year in the league. He was moving guys around, and he took control of the team.
And it you can see he started, and now it's even better. So I just think I think his confidence is through the roof.
I think he's one of the most talented football players I've ever seen in my life. And it's Ed, it's not as long as your life because yours is very long so far.
It's very long.
That's doesn't it feel good to say that? Never got a chance to say that in my life. It's very long. Thank you. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, but as you look at you know, Lamar and what he's capable of, like I keep talking about last year and people are going, can he improve off of last year? And I'm going, how? Throw three interceptions and 45 touchdowns? Like the turnover numbers were ridiculous. And as we went back to it, you could go and say, I don't think those two picks are his fault. I mean, the crazy pick in DC where the ball kind of gets the, you got a receiver and a cornerback that's going down with it. And somehow the cornerback falls and it lands, it's in his hands and his lap. I mean, you've seen it, but again, we're going to go back and the narrative's going to be built around Lamar. I saw the same thing with Peyton Manning. You can't win the big game. And when you finally do, that's when people go, well, that's all we needed to see. Well, you guys naysayed and trashed this guy, and you can't win the big one. And oh, by the way, when Peyton won it, it was like, oh, he beat the Bears. He beat Rex Grossman. It doesn't count. It's kind of like when the Lakers won the championship in the bubble, and everybody's going, that doesn't count. What are you talking about? How does it not count? Everybody was there. All the playoff teams were there. So as I look at this season, though, like this is a huge game for tiebreaker purposes, but I think the Ravens, I'm knocking on wood, they stay healthy. They have an all-time team. This is a team that could be very, very special this year. But right now, it's all on paper. We got to see it happen on the field.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's the only caution I want to give everybody. Is this team is so good. You mentioned paper, how good they look. I see it on the field. Yeah. And that's the problem where if they don't just roll through this season, and I don't mean a 10-win season. I can take the division with a 10-7, 11-6. If they're not like 13-4, 15-2, people are going to be like, nah, like kind of, you know, gut punched.
Yeah. Have you taken a look at week one and see who's playing who? And like, I think this is one of the coolest week ones we have, and simply because we have all of these games of small home favorites and small home underdogs, meaning the game should be relatively close. For example, I mean, you've got Jacksonville's now gone to 3.5, and I'm just going to tell everybody right now, I'm going to be all over the Panthers.
Yeah.
Like, who in their right mind thinks they should put this much money on Jacksonville? Mm-hmm. The Panthers played their asses off down the stretch. I think they're going to be way better than people think. But that being said, you look at a game like that, it was just 3, it went to 3.5. The Jets are 2.5-point dogs against the Steelers. Right? Atlanta's a 2.5-point dog against Tampa Bay, and that's the home team. The Colts are a 0.5-point favorite over Miami. And then you got the Ravens game where it's a 0.5-point. Right now I'm seeing the Bills as a 0.5-point favorite. The Rams are 3-point favorites over the Texans. The Patriots are 2.5-point favorites over the Raiders. And so on. It's Green Bay, Detroit's another one. It's a 2.5-point spread. We have a lot of games that have the potential to be close. This could be just an unbelievable week one. And I think as a fan, looking at Detroit, Green Bay, Baltimore, Buffalo, and then some of the divisional games that they have going on, because there's a lot of, I mean, divisional games happening in week one, where it's Cincinnati, Cleveland may not draw the ire of somebody, but maybe San Francisco and Seattle does. That's another one. It's a 2.5 spread. I just think we're in for a really interesting week. And as I always say about week one, that's overreaction as we head to week two, and we'll figure out who these teams are. But like who's going to be good? Is it the usual suspects that we always talk about? So I just think this is the marquee game of the week, even with Green Bay, Detroit, even with Micah Parsons getting traded there, seeing the two guys that were up for MVP go head to head in what could be deemed as a revenge game. I know it's a week one regular season game, but it's huge.
It is huge. I mean, this is akin to the Ohio State, Texas this weekend. You got the two teams favored for national champions facing each other. This is the two teams, and I think Kansas City is taking a back seat to these two teams right now. In a lot of people's eyes, at least they have, because you look at the power rankings. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are down to like 6 now, and I'm not saying that's accurate, but that's people's opinions.
I love when you talk about who's the best quarterback in the league right now, and then people are going, "Oh, you guys are dismissing Pat Mahomes." No, we're not. But he hasn't looked like that the past 2 years. He's looked amazing.
Yeah,
but he has not looked like he did his first 3-4 years in the league. So. I mean, as we look at it, I think Lamar's in for another one. Somebody was asking me this weekend, who do you think wins the MVP this year? And I'm like, how do I go away from Lamar outside of the fact that maybe they want to give it to Burrow? And if you watch like the list of the top 100 players, they're still doing the same thing they always do. Lamar was number 2. as Saquon Barkley was number one. You probably liked that a quarterback didn't win it, but Saquon Barkley was really good last year. Lamar was all-time amazing. Like, I don't think people realize just how good and how efficient he was.
He was outstanding last year.
But here we go. And again, no matter how great he is in the that's why, like, when Harbaugh says it's not Super Bowl or bust, I hate when people do that. You guys are losers and you never won anything. Super Bowl or bust, buddy, no matter what you say. Because, like, the narrative has already been built on Lamar that he can't win in the postseason, and I think that's vastly unfair. But at some point, it's got to show out. You have to make that run. And that people keep saying, you know, whether it's the Ravens or Bills, who has more to prove, Josh Allen or Lamar? Lamar does. He's been otherworldly, so we have to see it in the postseason. And I don't know how you feel. I felt like we've had the best team in football the past 2 years and haven't won. And I think they have the best team in football again this year, and I think this team's better than the other two on paper.
I think they're a better team than they had. This may be the best Ravens team they've ever had. I mean, ever. Mm-hmm. From the, you mentioned the two. Yes. But, I mean, this year they've had better roster. They didn't win the Super Bowl. And people this may be the best ever.
Yeah, the Ravens had the best defense in the history of the league, which helped carry that sorry-ass offense. That all it's like, don't give up 10 points and we win the game, you know, or don't turn the ball over to cost us points on offense, and then we shut them out. And that's typically what would happen. I mean, that defense was so outrageously good, but I think you're right. I mean, I go back to the team 2 years ago, and I thought that was the best team. Seeing this team on paper, it's got to come to fruition on the field. They just look otherworldly. I mean, think about how good your defensive line is. You got maybe the best middle linebacker in football. We could sit here and talk about Fred Warner. You can throw some other names in there if you want. You've got five first-round picks in your secondary. You've got the best running game in football. You've got, I'll say arguably, but I don't believe it, I think Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback in football. And now you have wide receivers and tight ends that you trust. It's finally nice to have an offense in Baltimore that you can watch and not lie to yourself and say, oh, I like defensive-minded games. That's awesome, buddy. You watch 10-3. People, I don't want the 54-48 game like we saw on Monday Night Football with the Rams and how crazy that game got. I don't like those games, but you should be able to put together some scoring drives a time or two in the game. And especially in this day and age where all the enforcements are on the defense and the things that they can't do, they're a little handcuffed on that side of the ball. All right, we've got the Daily Lines coming up next. And I hate saying this. I got my teeth kicked in yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, nothing went right. After having an amazing Sunday, and it's like, hey, I want to build off of that. I swept in baseball and had 4-1 in my top plays. And then I come into Monday, and I have all these great weather spots, and nothing worked out. I'll tell you what I had yesterday and where you should be looking today. Bunch of baseball plays. I'm not even touching the WNBA. I'll throw out a few prop plays and some of the research that I found that I think are really good for today. We do that next here on The Fan.
Comfortable 13-point lead, and in my opinion, the way that first half went, it's a big drive for the North Carolina defense.
That was the Capital One rewarding performance, and this is a rewarding run as Kevorian Barnes is out the gate, inside the 30, to the 10, touchdown TCU, 75 yards, and no flat.
That's courtesy of ESPN. TCU was one of the worst running games in all of college football last year.
Not this weekend.
No. 75-yard touchdown run. I was all over UNC, and after that first drive, I'm sitting there going, all right, we're in the catbird seat. Oh, what's that? We're not in it anymore? Oh, this is
pick six, 75-yard run from scrimmage.
As I said, nothing went right for me yesterday, and I'll give you the examples. We had the Cubs and Braves, similar situation today, so I'm going to be back on the under. Cubs and Braves in another Wrigley wind game with the wind blowing in. Mm-hmm. And here comes Colin Ray. Here comes, who else was pitching in that game? Oh, Spencer Strider. Here comes Colin Ray. And it's like, you know what? I think I want to give up some walks and some singles. Why not? And just gets nickel and dimed. And before you know it, it's like 4-1, 5-1. I had Spencer Strider strikeout. So he's one of the best strikeout guys in the league. He finished with one strikeout. Thank you, Spencer, for that. As his prop was 6.5, so he didn't even come close to it. It's just an ugly, ugly day yesterday. The Nats, I had their over. Nats and Marlins. Best hitting weather of the day. Mm. How about 2-0? Yeah. I mean, like, I said this before, and especially handicapping in baseball, there's nothing worse than doing all the work, putting it in, and as soon as the game starts, you're like, he doesn't have it. He can't throw a strike. Yeah. And it's not something that you can predict. I mean, you could sit here and say, I don't like this matchup. He gets hit harder by this team. You can do all that. But you're constantly trying to find an edge. And what Ed talked about earlier is how good are they at creating these lines? The one thing I'd noticed, and I'd talked to Ken McCusick about this, I feel like sports books across the board are inflating the prop play numbers. Like, I don't like paying minus 160 for a guy to go over 1.5 bases because inevitably, if he's got a prop like that, there's a good chance they might walk him a couple times.
Yeah,
that's right. And not give you anything to hit. That's why, like, you don't hear me talk about Aaron Judge going over 1.5 bases often. Not like I'll never do it, but it's also something you got to look at. So yesterday I got kicked in the teeth. It was awful. Baseball was not kind to me. I had the Padres, and here's the other part of it. Love the Padres. I told you, I bet against pitchers when they come off the IL in their second start because usually they struggle. And Bradish did struggle, but he didn't struggle mightily or anything. He only went four innings and gave up a bunch of hits. He gave up two runs, so there's nothing really to sit here and say, oh, yeah, he got shelled. But he didn't look like he did in his previous start. And then right before the game, San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. scratched. Nobody likes to hear the best hitter in the game is scratched right before the game when you're on that side.
Mm-hmm.
But it's what happened. Padres lose 4-3. And my night continued with UNC after that. So I digress. I'll get away from that because, you know, look, you have a day like that. You want to put it in the back burner, but I got to talk about them. So let's get to the weather for today. What are we seeing? Pirates over. They're playing the Dodgers. Reds under. Red Sox under. Cubs under is the best spot on the day. Here's the weird one. Twins over is the best over spot on the day. But there's a line of storms coming through, so it may totally get washed out. And you might say, well, how can you say it's a best over spot if there's rain in the forecast? Rain's not necessarily changing yet. The winds, mm-hmm. all that stuff. If it's a torrential downpour, it just matters if they can find a window to get this game in. It's still going to be good hitting conditions,
yeah.
Whether you believe that or not. And then the Cardinals under was another one that was supported. Now, I'm not betting the WNBA tonight. It's been messing with my emotions and my money. The WNBA has been so unkind. I bet the Sparks and Mystics to go over on Saturday. One of my favorite totals of the year in the WNBA. The game starts out with the Mystics not scoring for the first 5.5 minutes. Yeah, that's not a good way to hit an over. They didn't score for the first 5.5 minutes? Are you kidding me? It's just absurd. But yeah, that's what happened in the WNBA tonight. There's nothing that I see that really stands out, so I'm not even going to try to stretch and grab one of those. I kind of focus more on prop plays, and I'll tell you two that I saw that really stand out to me today. Now, I do like the Dodgers and Pittsburgh to go over 8.5. My favorite play today is going to be the Braves and Cubs to go under 8. Told you about the White Sox Twins over. This Yankees-Houston game, the Astros and Yankees, it's a 7.5 total. I like the under. It's Max Fried versus Framber Valdez.
Max, good matchup.
Yeah, Max Fried has faced the Astros three times. Mm-hmm. How many strikeouts do you think he has total? Three times.
15.
He's got 10.
Really?
He's got 10.
I was going low because I thought you were going that way, but yeah.
Yeah, I love his under prop today, and it's juiced up to minus 140, but it's under 5.5. And again, can he come out and strike out 8? Sure he can. He's very mm-hmm. capable of it, but he's more of a ground ball pitcher. On the flip side, I like Framber Valdez over strikeout prop because the Yankees are what? In the bottom five in the league in strikeouts. They swing and miss a ton. Framber Valdez, more of a ground ball pitcher. Yep. Both of these guys are identical, except Framber Valdez put a cutter in his rotation of pitches, and then his strikeout numbers started to go up. And his numbers weren't as great historically against the Yankees, but I don't think this is the same Yankee team he's been seeing mm-hmm. over the past couple years. I like his over prop at 5.5. The one that really stood out to me was Michael Lorenzen of the Royals. The model I'm using has him a full strikeout over his prop. Now, he's minus 140, but why do I like him so much? He's facing the Angels. The Angels strike out more than any team in baseball.
Do they?
Yes. So I'm going to hammer that prop play, even with the minus 140 of Lorenzen over K's. And one of the other things I noticed is like my algorithm is spitting out a lot of Texas and Diamondbacks bats in the top like 20 hitters. I'm going to take that Texas or the Rangers D-backs over of 9. And lastly, I like Seattle and Tampa Bay. The wind is blowing, so it's like blowing in. I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Really.
Brian, woo, is going for the Mariners. And on the flip side, it's Drew Rasmussen for Tampa Bay. And both of those guys have sub-3 ERAs. They've been very, very, very good this year. So just to recap, my favorite play is that Cubs under. But I still, like, I love these prop plays with Max Fried and Michael Lorenzen. They're two of my favorite plays on the day. Fried to go under his K's and Lorenzen to go over. So there you go. All right. Some other things that I wanted to bring up, too, about this college football weekend. Like, you often see kind of weird things that happen in some of those games. And you mentioned the one with, was it Long Island?
Yeah, Long Island University.
Favored by 45.
Underdogs by 45.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, underdogs by 45 points, a 55.5 point total, and they lose 55 to nothing.
To the Florida Gators.
Yeah. So, you look at some of those games, but we even saw like some weird things happening because of the transfer portal, and like that's the unknown coming in, and why I think dogs are live, especially early on in the season. I feel the same way about the NFL this week. As I've said, I listed all those teams that are either small favorites at home or small underdogs at home. I even put the Ravens in there because it's a half point favorite. The Bills are. One of those is going to be my favorite play of the week. I'm just narrowing it down. I think I know which one, and I'll say this: the Ravens aren't going to be my lock or anything. I think this is a puffy pants game. I think they go in there and beat the rest.
I do too. Honestly, I'm not.
Just like they did in the regular season last year.
Yeah, the homer thing. I really believe it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we shall see and how it plays out. All right, we got to get to our encore, what we learned. All that's coming up. Get you ready for Vinny and Haney right here on 105.7 The Fan. This isn't like, I'm not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Joking, I'm not trying to set you up for anything. But the question I would have is, if you were interviewing someone and they say to you, I was sexually abused as a child, I mean, what's your answer back to them? Like, it's typically, I'm sorry. I told Ed, I said, if you're super liberal, you might go, I thank you for sharing with me. But usually it's, hey, I'm sorry you went through that.
Yeah.
I don't think this is what you're supposed to say.
I was sexually abused as a child. You know, I mean, that's not an easy thing.
You must have been an attractive young gentleman.
What?
You know, just I'm going to leave you with one last thing because we have to hop up. But
he said what? You must have been a very...
You must have been a hot 9-year-old.
Attractive what an young idiot. Gentleman. Who says that?
That guy.
There's nothing funny about what happened to him, but I can't believe someone said that to another human being in an interview. You must have been a very attractive young gentleman.
I'm stunned. I mean,
that's the most
I've never. I can't believe if 1,000 people asked that question, nobody would say that except that guy.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches? That damn Sasquatch, that's who. That's your encore, and it's brought to you by
Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Seriously, check it out. Lion's Den's a great place. Great stuff for adults, yourself, couples, whatever. Nice way not to bring the JV to the bedroom.
Ooh, the JV.
Go in there prepared. Well, they'll go find somebody else who goes to Lion's Den.
We got to go back there because I do think I'm going to get those penis lollipops. They look delicious, Ed. Right? All right, man. It's so much fun doing the show and being back. Like, it was weird having the extra day off. I'm happy to be back talking. I get my stitches out of my throat next week. I got a lot of concerts coming up this month. Seeing the Lumineers.
I know that, yeah.
Going to Ocean's Calling. Who else do we have? Oh, my wife bought tickets to see the Teskey Brothers in Virginia. Thursday morning is going to be a fun morning for me next week. You're driving back. I'm sleeping on the way home. And then I got Billy Strings in November, so I'm excited to see that. Joe, you're going to see Billy Strings too, right?
Yeah, on Halloween.
Halloween show. I got the day after. That's all right. But either way, so I'm looking forward to it. And Ed, you've got some fun stuff tonight. You're speaking to Italians in Italian or no?
No, it'll be in English. Some Italian probably spoken there, but not me. Yeah, I am actually speaking to the Italian American and Associated Charities. So it's fun.
What's your name?
I know we're going to do this.
That's still my favorite story. That's one of the best stories I've ever heard of. Like, on the spot, you're saying, hey, we need someone who speaks Italian. I speak a little.
Oh, you do, Ronnie? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your name?
What? It's so good, right on the spot. I mean, it's not as good as you must have been a very attractive young gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. That's... Yeah.
Anyway, we got to get through what we learned. All right, Ed, what'd you learn today?
I learned Lamar Jackson is really good in prime time going into Buffalo, by the way. He is apparently 20-5.
Wow.
In primetime starts. Best since 1970, minimum 10 starts.
He's got some just ridiculous... So there are statistics that go along with Lamar that I wouldn't put with any other quarterback. You know, when people talk about wins and losses, like, I don't even like it for Lamar, but I understand it because of how much he does and how much he makes everyone better. But, like, they talked about his record against NFC teams. He beats their asses. It's just insane to even think about it, but pretty incredible with Lamar. All right, I got some jokes here for you. Let me see if I can find some good stuff, because some of these, I had some really like bad kitty ones. Here you go. I opened a bakery for Ghost. Business is dead, but the customers are spirited. I did like this. Did you hear about the man who installed a window in his butt? It was a pain in the ass. There you go. I was afraid the conductor only took the job so he could steal the train. But then I realized... that would be a locomotive. I trained my dog to bring me a glass of red wine on command. It's a Bordeaux collie. It's so stupid. Why did the astronaut leave his girlfriend? He needed his space. What does a pirate like to smoke, Ed?
Cigars.
Was that it? What do you call a Spanish streaker? Señor Willy. I went to the bank and said, can I open a joint account? They said, sure. With who? I said, I'm not picky. Anyone will do. Hey-o! Trying to get a really good one. I don't know that we have those today. Señor Willy. What do you call a violent produce? A fruit punch. These are all very kitty ones. My wife keeps... sewing hidden microphones into my clothes. It really bugs me. I think sometimes we get a few of these tryhards.
Yes.
I once asked for a rum and Coke, and the bartender said, is Pepsi okay? And I said, no, I definitely prefer rum. And lastly, I'll leave you with this one. This is good. My grief counselor died today. He was so good that I don't even care. Oh, man. So we've got late night baseball, football's back, NFL's back. Can you believe it's Thursday night? We got two more days, and it's NFL football.
I know. I cannot believe it, no.
I just got a text. I should text him back. Ken Zales texted me like, hey, the press box fantasy draft is tomorrow night. I didn't know I was in that league for 3 years. Like, I'm still in it. I won't be at that draft. It's not happening. I told him 3 years ago I wanted to get out, and he goes, hey, we need one more, and I stayed in. And
every time I try to get out, they pull me back in.
I had so many people inviting me to fantasy leagues, and I literally got rid of almost all of mine.
Football.
Oh, really? Is that at the Lions then? It's a fantasy league. Ooh. All right. Well, we got Vinny and Haney coming up next. Rob will be back on Thursday. We come back tomorrow. Jamal Lewis tomorrow, right, Joe? Is that correct? So we got Jamal Lewis on the show. Get a chance to talk about this Ravens team.
Actually, I bought his Tennessee jersey when I was younger.
What do you wear? Number
31.
31. Oh, so he wore that at Tennessee, too. Yeah. I remember people love to remind me that when Peyton Manning was at Tennessee, they never won a national championship. In the first year he left, T. Martin won. So it's nice to have him on the coaching staff. Thanks a lot, T. Yeah. So, all right, Vinny and Haney's up next. It's been a fun time. We'll see you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.